flyer.com.
It was a snow day on the hill. If you have goals, you're probably kicking up some dust, kicking up your heels if you have a bunch of it. A record high for gold and a very dismal day for the dollar. I'll explain that. Oil prices, by the way, near a high for the year. So that's another interesting twist when we talk about the economic realities of what's going on abroad and closer to home. There is no doubt, though, that health care reform, the biggest thing going in D.C., the vote, 14-9. We're talking about these committees coming together and the vote by the Senate Finance Committee. Olympia Snow, the Republican from Maine, decided to part with some of her colleagues and back a bill that includes a health care cooperative, an individual mandate, meaning, hey, the employers aren't going to get slammed, but it's you, baby. You have to have health care coverage or you're going to get a fine. For a family, that's about $1,500 extra you'll have to pay the IRS if you can't afford health care. And the price tag, of course, $829 billion. On the upside, can't deny coverage due to pre-existing conditions. But what ultimately does that mean for premiums? It depends on the way you look at it. Certainly the Democrats say thumbs up. This is a win-win, and it's bipartisan. And Olympia Snow deciding to side with the Democrats is obviously huge for this push, but still a long way to go. We're talking about five separate bills, weeks, probably months before anything would become official. And there still is a chance, although this bill doesn't include it, that the public option could worm its way in. Here's what the Prez had to say.
Today we reached a critical milestone in our effort to reform our health care system. After many months of thoughtful deliberation, the fifth and final committee responsible for health care reform has passed a proposal that has both Democratic and Republican support. This effort was made possible by the tireless efforts of Chairman Max Baucus and the other members of the Senate Finance Committee. It's a product of vigorous debate and difficult negotiations. After the consideration of hundreds of amendments, it includes ideas from both Democrats and Republicans, which is why it enjoys the support of people from both parties. And I want to particularly thank Senator Olympia Snow for both the political courage and the seriousness of purpose that she's demonstrated throughout this process. Now, this bill is not perfect, and we have a lot of difficult work ahead of us. There's still significant details and disagreements to be worked out over the next several weeks as the five separate bills from the Senate and the House are merged into one proposal. But I do believe the work of the Senate Finance Committee has brought us significantly closer to achieving the core objectives I laid out early in September. Most importantly, this bill goes a long way towards offering security to those who have insurance and affordable options for those who don't. It reins in some of the worst practices of the insurance industry, like the denial of coverage due to pre-existing conditions. It also sets up an insurance exchange that will make coverage affordable for those who don't currently have it.
All right, so those supporting this version of the bill, very happy. You can hear the president obviously giving praise to Baucus for his efforts and specifically pointing out Olympia Snow as well. But this is a far way from being passed, to say the least. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, of course, the name of the show. We're definitely going to chop this one up forwards and backwards and fill you in on a lot of other things that are going on around the country and elsewhere. And coming up in another 10 minutes, can we relax? Are you one of those people, probably like me, that has a hard time relaxing, where you just take a breath, smell the roses, that kind of thing? How can we smell the roses when we're all so bloody worried? That's my question. Anyway, we're having somebody on that might be able to show us how to do that. Certainly, Senator Snow is not relaxing. She's getting slammed by the GOP, obviously, and praised by the president and other Democrats who felt like she did the right thing. As I said, 14-9 was the vote in the Senate Finance Committee. So she bucked her own leadership on what clearly is the most high-profile thing that's going on, as I said, this year on the Hill in Congress. So this is the first key to remaking health care. You know my opinion on this. The problem is it sounds good, but it ain't good. Because when you dig a little bit further, it's the price tag. It's the cost. Yes, we need health care reform. It's what we keep saying over and over again. There is no question about that. I don't think anybody is in disagreement there, right? But the problem is still with nothing on really with teeth in it for the insurance companies. It's you and I who have to pay. Imagine the person who could barely scrape by to have a roof over their head. We're not talking about a guy fresh out of college who wants to party down and drink a few more kegs at his buddy's house or party or whatever, or hang out till closing time. So they're going to forego because they're in great shape health care. We're talking about people that really can't scrape together the money. Now they're going to have to be penalized by the IRS because that's the law, baby. It's official if it goes through. $1,500, like I said, to Uncle Sam. And then, of course, Medicare, you're taking $444 billion out of Medicare. So what does that mean? What are the replacement parts? How do you make the older people who are relying on Medicare, many of you blowing out the phone lines on this show to talk about how it was truly cost effective for you. It cannot make those people feel comfortable, and there are plenty of people on the Hill who don't feel comfortable about it as well. We're going to let you hear a little bit later on this hour what Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa has to say. Obviously, he's not going to be on board with this newest version of the bill to get out of the Senate Finance Committee because of the mandate so that everybody has to pay, and a couple of other things, too. And it's still, like I said, fleshing out, probably the better way to say it, what truly is the bottom line here. So 9 months after President Obama pledged in his inaugural address to tackle health care, to expand coverage to millions who lack it, hey, you got to say, in his own personal effort, he has moved the ball forward. Now, in the Senate, it's up to Harry Reid. Of course, he's the majority leader. And the full Senate will begin debating this the week of October 26th, as it stands right now, right? So now you got to look at these bills and you got to combine them. Other things that were passed in health, education, labor, and pensions committees. And what is the reality? The reality is, as an amendment, you could see the public option sneak in there. You have to have 60 votes because that's the only way, naturally, to overcome what could be a GOP filibuster, right? The bottom line is for the final bill, a merged bill, you get the 60 votes or forget about it. So I think there's going to be a big push, a lot of schmoozing, and that's nothing new, with many of the senators who might be kind of waffling, trying to decide which way they're going to go. And this is, like I said, get ready. Most Americans are going to have to purchase insurance. That's going to happen. But there could be federal subsidies that would have to happen for the people that have lower incomes to be able to afford it, because how could they afford this coverage? And what about small businesses? They're going to have help, too, as well. Because if their workers have to be covered, they've got to do something to help them as well. We'll get your thoughts on health care coming up later this hour. But next, do you know how to relax? I think we're going to teach you a thing or two. Stay with us.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchoose.com. That's OrderCHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Turn off the light, take a deep breath, and relax.
I'll tell you what, if only it were that easy. How many people listening can meditate at the drop of a hat? You're busy, you're slammed, you got kids, you got a business, you got a new baby, but somehow you figure out how to make it work. Your hair's on fire over the politics of the day, but you let it all slide away. I have tried lots of techniques. Now, our next guest here to ATN, Tom Von Deck, says that this is absolutely foolproof. Foolproof relaxation for busy people. So that would be most of the people listening to this radio show. And he's the author of Oceanic Mind, the Deep Meditation Training Course. And he supposedly knows his stuff. I've heard good things about Tom because I did a little bit of an investigation earlier in the day. So he comes highly recommended. Without further ado, he's going to put down his latte. I think he was standing on his head, so we're going to give him a few minutes because he knows how to relax, and then join us here on the air. Hey, Tom.
Hi. Hi, Kay.
You know what? I think it is easier said than done. Obviously, you're skilled in this, but why is it that we have such a hard time relaxing or meditating?
Well, the mind is always going. It's going and going, and it's very hard to stop. And I run across people all the time who tell me that they can't meditate. They think that they can't meditate. Or they went to a retreat, and they had serene experiences during the retreat, but then they couldn't bring those serene experiences back home with them. And for them, I recommend having a personalized strategy, because that's what they're lacking. It's something you don't find in the meditation literature very often at all. But I recommend coming up with a personalized strategy that works for you, that allows consistently deep meditation regardless of how busy your time schedule is, what your spiritual background is, or whatever.
All right, and of course you talk about this in your book, and you have a website, and you give all kinds of advice on this, but tell the people that are listening right now. I mean, there's guys driving home, they're coming off night shift, they just probably ate one last donut, had some coffee. They were a little bit revved up, might have had one of those 10-hour days because they work 4 10-hour days and then have 3 off. What are some of the things that we can do to begin that process?
Well, every tradition, like every stress reduction tradition, every meditation tradition, yoga, they all have what I call an integration strategy and what I call a warm-up strategy. And I can explain an integration strategy because I think this will really help the listeners.
An integration strategy
is composed of little acts throughout the day. You can call them interweaves. I sometimes call it the 5-minute intertwine. That are grounding and centering. So like every hour you just take maybe 2 minutes out to do something that's personally meaningful for you, something that takes you to a deep place within, or something that just helps to bring you back into your body. So office yoga is one example of an integration strategy. You're doing little stretches in your chair, and that's bringing you back into your body. Breathing exercises to oxygenate you and lift your consciousness a little bit. If you're Christian-oriented, you can bookmark your favorite biblical passages and carry those with you throughout the day and glance through them, or a favorite Christian song, because these little things are going to open you up. And then, so if you don't feel like you're in love with, you know, Jesus, for instance, in this moment, you can do so. And what there's also self-massage, body wiping. There are all kinds of little things you can do to lift your consciousness. Or diaphragmatic breathing is another one, where you're breathing through the nose and you're allowing your diaphragm to fully expand so that your lungs fully expand. And what happens is there's so much going on behind the scenes when you're doing this. You're only aware of a very small percentage of what's actually going on. And it's after a couple weeks, you know, if you're really agitated, or even a couple days of doing these things, it's going to creep up on you to a point where meditation becomes so much easier. You don't have to spend time warming up when you sit down to do your meditation routine.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, so you don't have to sit down, which I would think, and this might work for some people. What about, and you talk about this, walking meditation. So you get lost in your mind as you're sort of gliding along. How do you do that? How do you walk and meditate at the same time?
Oh, you're just walking very consciously and breathing consciously. You're aware of your heel when it hits the floor, the ball of your foot when it hits the floor, the toe, and it cultivates present moment awareness. And so in every meditation technique, there's an object of focus. And it could be the breath, it could be the feeling of your feet hitting the ground. And when thoughts come up, you take note of that. Your mind is going to wander, so you take mm-hmm. note of that. You're conscious of your thoughts. You allow them the space to be what they are. And then you gently bring your mind back to the point of focus. So with walking meditation, that point of focus is the toe, ball, heel. And so walking meditation brings you into present moment consciousness when you're walking.
And is that the key? Is it about being present? Because I think, you know, I think that's part of the problem, Tom, with the thoughts that are in your running through your head. I have to do this. I have a laundry list of things I have to do. Oh, this happened today. I have to have this report done. I have to do whatever, whether it's personal, whether it's professional or whatever. I think men and women, everybody has it. You have a running scroll in your head. And is there something about learning to be more in the present, right?
Yeah, like we're all running on programs.
Mm-hmm.
So when we cultivate a more meditative consciousness, we're becoming aware of those programs. And so we're transcending those programs by coming in touch with them and becoming present with ourselves, becoming present with our emotions. Any little stuff that bubbles up to our consciousness that we don't want to see, we usually shut it down with our breath or we distract ourselves. So developing a meditative awareness in everyday life, it helps you to get to know yourself and get to know the programs the little thought programs that are running throughout the day. And then you can more effectively deal with them. You can you can more effectively let go of the ones that don't serve you.
Do you remember the first time you tried to meditate? What was that like?
I don't quite remember. It wasn't that hard because it was the first time. It was probably the joy of a new experience.
Sure.
So it was easy then, and then after a while it just varied according to my mindset. And then I just, over the years, I just found out ways to beat that.
And so you'll do that too. You'll consult with people. Obviously you have classes and that kind of thing, or do seminars or appear on shows and whatnot. And that's the idea. You can work with someone individually and figure out what it would take for them to get to that point, right?
Right. I had a teacher a while back who would always ask people what turns you on, because that was always the starting point. Mm-hmm. So maybe the Bible turns you on. Maybe Rumi poetry turns you on.
Mm-hmm.
You find all those things. You find out what works for you, and then you come up with that list, and then you can interweave it throughout the day. And then when you do sit for a half hour or 5 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever at night or in the morning, it just becomes easier when you find all those things that bring you to a special place.
All right, so the website is deepermeditation.net. If you go there, you can also find out more about what Tom does, and there are other things that you could get to get on the road, I think, to opening yourself up to figuring out what would work for you. And also the book is as well. Tom, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so how many people in this audience could actually figure out ways to relax? You know, I was thinking about this when he was saying it. To me, there's just so, like I said, it's the scroll that runs. So maybe it would be the walking thing. I'm not sure. It might be the walking deal for me and just focus on that. But I guarantee, like Stu, like Mark in New York, wonder if Mark in New York, what he would meditate on. His hair gets on fire with everything that happens day in and day out in Washington. So I would say he'd have to completely block out politics, as most of us would have to do, certainly. All right, coming up on the flip side, more about health care reform in the Senate Finance Committee. What did Senator Chuck Grassley say? He thinks it's an abomination, and we'll tell you why next.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Air and Aqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. Air and Aqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? Air and Aqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. Air and Aqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Can you feel it? Even today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of sweet.
So healthcare reform, as we mentioned right from the get-go, clears a major hurdle. But is this something that ultimately, 5-6 years down the road, we're going to turn around and say, wow, we told you so. The price tag wasn't really what it appeared to be. We've seen this before. And geez, so many people find themselves in a real pickle because they don't have that money to scrape together to pay the IRS. They're barely existing as it is. Senator Chuck Grassley, not thrilled at all. He hasn't been through this entire process with even some of the compromises. So the longtime senator from Iowa pointed out specifically what he doesn't like about this bill that emerged from the Senate Finance Committee. And he says, you know, he went to all these town hall meetings, and what he found in the few town hall meetings that he went to is that the people, and he didn't initially get it, really freaked out about the mandate, and I can certainly see why. Here's what he said.
Well, I think what has changed basically is that we have a plan where the Congressional Budget Office and the Joint Committee on Taxation says that people's premiums are going to go up. And one of the things that people have been crying for at the grassroots is cap the cost of insurance to some extent, but for sure it's going to go up. And then we're going to mandate that everybody has to have health insurance. And if you don't have health insurance, a family will pay a $1,500 more to the Internal Revenue Service for not doing it. And then another reason, and maybe a bigger reason, is it's going to affect senior citizens, particularly those that have Medicare Advantage, with either a reduction of benefits or an increase in premiums. And it's going to take $444 billion out of Medicaid, or Medicare, I should say. You know, I think I misread our caucus. There were some people that talked about individual responsibility. And at the grassroots of America, I'm telling you, when I was home for my July 4th break, not the raucous ones that we had in August, but just very quietly, when people found out that the House of Representatives had put out a bill that was going to charge people a $1,000 penalty if they didn't have health insurance, there was a tremendous reaction against that at the grassroots of America. And maybe I was reading it, as you know, a lot of states require automobile drivers to have insurance, that personal responsibility like that maybe was a good thing. But when it comes to health insurance is a much more personal thing. It's almost something you have to have, and there was a tremendous reaction to it, a negative reaction to it at the grassroots.
All right, and see, as Senator Grassley says, there has been a negative reaction to it for various reasons. You know, there's the, wow, we can't insure everyone. Why can't we insure everybody? But we go back to all the things that we've talked about and all the people that we've had on this show and trying to figure out, well, what ultimately does this mean? What's the bottom line? What's the price tag to you and me? And can you put a price tag on health? Well, yes, you can, because what happens when you can't afford the premiums, and also what happens when you can't afford the deluxe version of the premiums? So then you have this, what they have in England, what they have in France, and what they have, frankly, in a lot of other countries. Sure, if you have big dollars, you're going to get excellent health care, but that's already the story now. So it was even suggested, well, what we'll have is gold, then we'll have silver and bronze. So that's nice. You get the bronze coverage because this is all you're paying out for these premiums. And the healthcare co-ops, that depends on a lot of things. The problem is if somebody really falls ill, what happens to everybody else in that co-op? How much do rates change? I mean, the idea is that you don't have to do that with a co-op. You keep it at a certain level. But is that really possible to do? So now it's going to get real nasty. I mean, it's going to get dirty on the Senate floor because this is one little hurdle, but this is the Senate Finance Committee. Now you've got Reid and his tag team partner, the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, that are going to see, I think, almost blood drawn on both sides of this, to try to come up with common ground. As you heard the president say when we opened up here, it's the melding of these five different versions of healthcare reform. And you're going to see amendments like a bad paintball tournament get out of control. I mean, everywhere you're going to get hit with amendments. And somehow, somewhere, one of the days in all the debates, somebody is going to try to sneak through the public option. So nothing's different except for there's movement to push this through the Senate Finance Committee, which means it does become a reality in the sense that now you have the Senate looking at it on October 26th. And when you look at the Baucus bill, the mandate is one thing. I don't think the mandate is a good thing. Forcing people to get health care coverage. And I think a few of you have called and said this. Ultimately, and this is the problem if you were to come up with some kind of a public option, but even now maybe with some of these co-ops, what do you do when some people are really healthy, eat healthy, do everything they can to try to keep in good shape, to give themselves a fighting chance, to maybe not have a heart attack, to not have other things happen to their bodies because they're trying to you know, be a fat-burning, fuel-efficient, if you will, person. And then you have others who just pound the liquor, smoke, and eat cheeseburgers and fast food every single day. I think it would be hard to break that down. So the first thing is you look at the money. You look at the money thing and you look at the choices of healthcare for people who are poor, for people who are near poor, for people who are somewhere in the middle and for people who are rich, right? Then you look at Medicare and Medicaid, actually, and the big chunk, as I said, that is being taken out. Many of you listening to me are on it right now. How uneasy does it make you feel that this has now gone through the Senate Finance Committee? Because it's well on its way if you get the 60 votes, and that might happen. Like I said, the public option still could sneak in there, but it could be voted down. That wouldn't be shocking to me. But there's no denying to pay for this, to get to that $829 billion, you're absolutely, you can be sure, you can take this to the bank, that $444 billion is coming out of Medicare. It is coming out of Medicare, and so many of you listening to me are sitting there paying what you pay for Medicare and knowing, wow, this is awesome. I mean, this is awesome. I know it's going bankrupt, but I can breathe easier because I'm on a fixed income and I am covered. I am covered. So I think that you have to rethink the strategies here. And I also think you have to look at what's going to happen in the medical profession. Are you going to see if it's something that is not doable when it comes to the ultimate votes? When it's something that isn't doable for the doctors, for the healthcare professionals out there, and when it's something that's not doable for the people who can't afford to pay for it, then I say you missed the mark on this one. Unless something different comes out and, you know, comes out of more of these burning the midnight oil sessions, but I don't think so. Because I think the two things you really need is tort reform, and I'll say it over and over again, and many of you, I'm sure, have called and said the same thing. Make more competition in the insurance industry. Erase the state lines so you can shop. I'm a great example of that. I've lived all over the place. I have family in a lot of different places. If I could shop around, I bet you right now for my current rate, and I have Aetna, I bet you I could get a better deal. I bet you I could find a better deal that gives me just as good coverage or maybe even better. I mean, I don't care if I'm saving just a little bit or a lot. Whatever it is, let's say even monthly, it would add up, obviously, over time. So I wonder, after all the interviews, after all the attention, how Senator Snow is feeling at this point. You know, U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell released a statement right after the vote. He talked about Senator Snow calling him to let him know that she still has serious policy reservations with the proposal, but she wanted to keep the process moving. She felt like the direction of the bill, it had to keep going and had to leave committee. So now that if that's true, it leaves committee and moves over to the Senate, things could change. So will the proposal come before the Senate? Well, U.S. Senate Republican leader McConnell is saying it's not going to come before the Senate. Written behind closed doors, it's going to be another 1,000 pages, he said, trillion-dollar Washington takeover. And it's going to slash $500 billion from seniors' Medicare, which is, it's true, the new taxes, the premiums that are going to be raised. I just don't see how this is a win for you and I. 800-259-5791. Meet you on the other side.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water. water in no time.
Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist.
Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air, we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Known as America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. We've been talking about Afghanistan, besides health care reform, probably the most in the past month and a half here on ATN. And everybody in talk radio and whatnot, is, or anybody who's opinion-based, certainly has been going off on the Afghanistan deal. And it's there's no, to me, black and white in this. You either are or you aren't. You either think that the troops should be increased, and you go along with McChrystal and let's keep going down this road, or you think, pull them out. We have no strategy. We have no end game. So why do we keep on keeping on? The biggest problem is continues to be the same thing, is we need a damn decision already. Come up with a decision. So because there's so much pressure to do this, you have a vague president who's not really saying. Maybe that's a good thing at this point because everybody's hackles are up. When is he going to respond to the general's request? He says, Obama says, he's going to make his decision on the new troops in the next coming weeks. Everybody is peppering him with the questions, so he can't really dodge it. He has to come up with some sort of an answer. And what he's saying is that we need improvements in the U.S. strategy, sure. And the most important element is building up the civilian capacity to help improve Afghanistan's, you know, life, the agriculture, the rule of law, governance, all the things that you need as a society, especially one that leads or lends itself to democracy. That's what you would have to have, right? Certainly different from what you got going on there now. So the bottom line is, remember when this happened in Iraq? Remember when it was debated about how to get that police force ready, how to get the army ready, how to get the politics in order in Iraq? But Iraq is so much different than Afghanistan. I mean, you can be dumb as a rock, and all you have to do is look at a map of both of these places and just have a few quick facts on the terrain and the people and what the gross domestic product is and all that sort of stuff to realize they might border each other, but that's it, because there is huge gaps here when you're talking about these two countries. Obviously, Afghanistan can't be handled like Iraq, but I think what you're going to see is probably, and I hope not, I know I said this on the last show, McChrystal was pretty clear, geez, you really need 40,000. You put me there, you trust me, or you supposedly you trust me. Here's what I've seen, here's what I've done, here's what I do every single day. I live this, I breathe it. You know, he's lying in a cot in a small place. It's not about his comfort. I like this about this guy. Like I said, he's out there with the guys. He's out there with the women, all of them that are serving. And he's daily giving briefings, updates, everybody being informed, knowing what's happening all over the place. And I think this is a good thing, right? So you either trust this general and you agree with what his philosophy is, with what he's seen, with what he's laid out, or you don't. Now, Obama has ruled out withdrawing, so that's a no-go. Forget retreating. It's not happening. And also drawing down forces, I think that's also a no-go. But the problem to me is would be in this request for additional troops, because the troops, you know, the troops that McChrystal wants, this is what I like about McChrystal. He was definitely thorough on this. Engineers and medical people, intelligence experts, military police. I mean, these are the kind of things that he's talking about that you have to have in winning over the people, in getting in there, really digging out of it, and setting up Afghanistan to knock out the Taliban, right? So it can't be just a little bit. It can't be, you know, here's 20,000. Let's just cut that number in half. I think it's got to be 40,000 people if that's the direction Obama's going in. So far, 800 people have lost their lives, Americans. 800 people so far. And do you think that America is winning the war against the Taliban and getting rid of al-Qaeda right now? I mean, this war already has certainly lasted longer than I believe most of us thought. You're already at 8 years and counting, okay? I mean, how many more people have to come home in body bags draped in the American flag? You know, those coffins that you see lined up. I mean, it's a tough, tough mission, no doubt, for the Marines who go to Afghanistan. In fact, for anybody who is there trying to help the people, trying to cover, I keep going back to this word, but that's what it is, the terrain. You know, just imagine yourself, I can't even imagine it, put me in all the gear, show me what to do, and then drop me in a hole out there in the desert. And, of course, I'd fight for my life and certainly the people around me, but I can't even imagine what that's like based on so many of the accounts that I've read and, of course, people that we've had on the show as well who have talked about what kind of a mission this is. So the debate of completely withdrawing is over because that's completely been ruled out. So whether we think there's no end game, it's ridiculous, no strategy, no more American blood loss, all the bucks down the tube, forget that. Just bring everybody back. Why can't we just let people do what they're going to do? Somebody said this to me the other day. I don't understand why we have to get involved with every single thing that happens to other people. And what people forget, because now it's been so long, 8+ years, that this was because of 9/11. This was, okay, we're going to get this new form of terrorists. They got us. We're going to get bin Laden. We're going to get the Taliban. We're going to get Al-Qaeda. We're going to, anybody, whatever they label themselves, that's what we're going to do. And look what's happened. No bin Laden. Success in Iraq, maybe. That's what the lead general says. We'll see 5 to 10 years down the road. If 10 years, the government's still standing, and whoever replaces al-Maliki is still surviving, and the government they've set up is working, and the police force is working, then it's a good thing, right? And there's no question that Saddam Hussein was a murderous scumbag. And sure, taking him out, that didn't hurt. But at the same time, now you're talking about Afghanistan as well. And the switch to Afghanistan. Well, this is where we should have been all along. But the efforts weren't there. So you got to jump them all in. Have to put them all in there. I'll tell you, my patience is zapped with this whole thing. I don't know about all of you listening, but I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the wait, and we'll do it. Give me a couple weeks. Well, if the president already knows there's no pulling out, then there's no debate on this. How many people are you going to add? How many more people are going to go over to Afghanistan? That's what has to be decided, right? That's it. How many weeks does it take to decide that? This has been going on since he took office. Ugh. And the crystal, of course, was there in May. I'm getting off my soapbox now. Afghanistan, you have any thoughts? Share them with me at AmericaTonight.net.
Turn off the light, take a deep breath, and relax.